Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, joined now by three members of the Norwalk Boys Golf Team, which qualified for state this week. And they are?
Tillman Popson.
Coda Benz.
And Dayton Poon.
And guys, a third place finish yesterday at the district meet at Copper Creek. It was a battle, too, for third place all day long with Waukee and Indianola. You're able to pull away late and get that third place spot. Just what's it mean to you guys to get Norwalk back to the state golf meet for the first time in 6 years?
Well, this is our first time in 4A ever qualifying for the state meet, and I've been on varsity my freshman and sophomore year, and we just haven't gotten it done, so it's cool to get there.
I think it's pretty cool just to be a part of this team, and we've been working hard all year for this opportunity, and I'm just glad we could get it done.
Kind of to piggyback off Tillman, since we came up short last year making state at our home course, it's pretty feels good to make it this year.
And you guys are the three underclassmen on the team. There's also three seniors. I know you guys as a group have been close a few times getting to state. What does it mean, you know, to get those seniors to state on their last year?
Well, I know for all of them it means a lot. We had a transfer, Parker, who came in, who's been to state at the 2A level at his previous school at Panorama, so he knows what it feels like, but the other two don't, so this really means a lot to them.
It means a lot. I'm just glad I could help them out, get them to state for their last year, and hopefully we can play good for them.
Yeah, Ian Lux has been on the team all 4 years. It makes me happy to see him happy for himself and for his future golf career.
So again, I mentioned earlier, it was a tight race for that third place spot. Most of the day, you guys pulled away about the last five or six holes. Were you guys aware out there how close things were as you were playing?
Yes, I actually was. I checked the score with like five holes to play, and we were down four. So I got a little aggressive, and it really paid off for me. I went par, par, birdie, birdie, par to finish, and that really catapulted us forward.
Yeah, I did end up hearing the scores from one of our coaches, and it was just one of those things where I had to kind of lock in and hit the shots that I needed to hit.
I was not aware of how close it was until walking up hole 14, my coach came up to me and said, "We need you to go par, par, par to finish," and that's what I did.
Well, tell me about your rounds a little bit here. Tillman, you ended up getting third place on the day with a 2 over 73. Coda, you really stepped up with a 77. You know, I know you've been in that top four a lot, but you know, to get the second best score on the team, and then Dayton, you had an 81 on the day. Just tell me about your round overall.
Well, I was striping the ball all day. I hit every single green in regulation. The putts just weren't flying. I mean, to give a little insight on the course, the pins were tucked and the greens were super fast, so putting was just super hard. I had 4 3 putts and still shot 2 over par. You know, it's just a matter of when those putts were going to drop for me.
Coming into districts, we haven't used one of my scores all year, and I just really wanted to make sure I could help my team out and do the best I could.
What was working for you out there to do what you did?
I would say my driver was pretty good, hitting a lot of fairways and just really striping the ball well.
I can't say I played on my top level for districts, but I played enough to beat the other two opponents in my group and build that confidence moving forward.
So you had played at Copper Creek a couple weeks before at their Invitational, Southeast Polk Invitational. How much tougher was it this time around with the pin placements and such, and Ben, how much did it help to have played it?
Honestly, the course setup was roughly the same. It was same difficulty course-wise, but it's just that pressure of the district meet, knowing that this could be the last meet of the year, and if you don't play well, then you're done.
Same as what Tillman said, just having that pressure. I would say the course is playing the same, honestly, but yeah, just the pressure of being there, it makes it even more hard.
Yeah, I agree. Besides a couple of those tucked pins on some of those holes, it was about the same, but obviously what the other two said.
All right, well, next Monday and Tuesday is the state meet, the 4A state meet at Johnston Hyperion Field Club. How much experience do you guys have playing there at all, if at all? And what are you finding out about it here as you prepare for it?
I actually have never played there, but I've heard that it's very tight, not very long. So if you can just hit it straight and hit some good wedge shots, you can score well.
Yeah, I've seen the course once, a couple times. Just going on my sites on my phone, seeing what I can do at these courses. Heard it's tough greens, pretty straight holes. Seeing how I can do in this tournament.
I've never played at Hyperion before, but I've heard that the greens are tough and it's not very long, so if we can get those putters hot throughout the whole team, she'll be a good 2 days.
All right, that's Norwalk golfers, junior Tillman Papson, Dayton Poon, and sophomore Coda Bent. Just last thing here, guys, what's your goals at state, both individually and as a team?
As a team, we're looking to get top five, if not as best as we can. There's a lot of good teams in it, but we know going into it, we're not ranked very high, but I think we can surprise a lot of people. And individually, I'm feeling very good right now, as I just got third in the district meet and shooting for a top 10 there.
I'm feeling pretty good, a little nervous for a state meet, especially as being the youngest player on the team. Just looking to go in there with a good mindset and play the best I can for my team.
Yeah, the hard part's done making it there, so I'm excited to get out there and just play my game. Hopefully finish strong.
Congratulations, guys, and good luck at state.
Thank you.